Now, pain is something that many of us feel, but it cannot be seen and is quickly forgotten. For those living with persistent chronic pain conditions, they often feel isolated as others cannot comprehend the impact that pain has on every aspect of life. Chronic pain is not visible. All this month is Pain Awareness Month that has been put together by Chronic Pain Ireland. And I'm delighted now to be joined on the line by the chairperson of Chronic Pain Ireland, is Deirdre Ryan. Deirdre, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Delighted to talk to you. And what's it like up there in your part of the world?
Not too bad. A bit dull. I was down in Cork there yesterday at our coffee morning. And a bit the same up here today.
Yeah, it's a bit overcast here. We've had a little bit of rain this morning. But sure, look, it won't dampen our spirits at all. Look, Deirdre, we're going to talk about Pain Awareness Month, and no better person to talk about it than somebody who is living with chronic pain, and that's your good self.
Indeed. I've been living with chronic pain about 10 years now, and it was very difficult to get a diagnosis. I was in my early 20s, and that sort of went against me in that many diagnoses, you know, were for people that were of a different age group. So I look quite well, and I really manage my pain well, but there were years there where I was bedbound. I would go from the bed to the couch, and that's really as much as I could manage. So I never envisaged a day that I'd be out and about going around the country promoting Pain Awareness Month.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's an invisible illness, it's an invisible pain. Mm-hmm. A lot of these autoimmune illnesses are invisible, and as you quite rightly say, people have said to you, you look great, but you know, it doesn't make you feel great on the inside. I believe you once were a salsa dancer.
Yes, well, the Irish Independent put that title on me. I did enjoy salsa dancing. It wasn't at a professional level or anything like that. I think that maybe was a little misleading, but yes, a very active life, busy work life, like most people, gym. Loved socialising as well, and salsa dancing. It was part of a plan. I was heading to Cuba, so I was learning to salsa dance, and then chronic pain came along. It wasn't chronic at that point, and the holiday plans were put on hold, and life was on hold, and that was back in 2007, 2008. So it's been a long road.
But yeah, and I suppose the idea of that headline tries to put it into perspective for people how debilitating the chronic pain can be, that you go from being a very active, outgoing person, enjoying life, getting on with things. As you said, you were going to Cuba, you were going to get into the whole spirit of it. But then it got to a stage where, and people will find this hard to realise, I suppose, it got to a stage where you found it difficult to be even put on your socks.
Exactly. My mom would help me put my socks on. I was very lucky to have quite a supportive family that was stepped in. I was living back at home, and as I say, all I could manage some days was getting from my bed to the couch, and the thought of even a shower was so much of an effort between fatigue and pain. And it's particularly difficult in cases where there hasn't been a dramatic injury. There hasn't been, say, a car crash or, you know, a back injury or something that's very specific where you can say, oh, well, I was in that car crash and that's when it all started. For me, it was actually quite gradual. And that made it even more difficult, obviously, to pinpoint what was the problem. Because even when there is an injury, say you're in a car crash and you have a back injury, when pain becomes chronic, it's no longer serving a biological purpose. It's gone beyond the normal time of healing. If you're meant to heal within, let's say, eight weeks, it's when the pain persists past that, that if the injury is healed, but the pain signals are still being sent. And chronic pain is a beast in its own right. It's no longer related to the injury.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I have a lot of friends who suffer from MS, an autoimmune illness, and a lot of them suffer with chronic pain and fatigue. Now, I'm a sufferer of MS. Luckily, I've never had the chronic pain. I do have the chronic fatigue. But, you know, I suppose the difficulty is when you're going through the whole medical system, it must be frustrating when you know there's something wrong, but your medical team can't find out what's wrong.
And we say in supporting people in pain, we say we are the best experts on ourselves. I'm the only person who knows what it's like to be me living in my body. And it's the same for anybody else out there. If you met me now, I'm not the same person as I was 10 years ago. And I'm the one who sees that every day. But if I meet a doctor for the first time, they can't see that. So unfortunately, it really is down to the patient to express just how much of an impact. Pain is a lived experience. It's not just a 5 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10 kind of day. It's how it impacts you every day. Is it I can't go and collect the kids from school? Is it I can't put my own socks on? It's if you experience MS yourself, it's all those little daily things that accumulate to make up the whole condition.
Yeah, I totally relate to that, Deirdre. And it's so frustrating. And maybe people don't realise this as well. It also has an implication on mental health because you become depressed. Things that, you know, you did without even thinking about, now you require it requires a lot of thought, a lot of planning. And there's sometimes you just can't do the simple things like putting on the kettle to make a cup of tea.
I like that you say there about the planning. Because even, for example, yesterday I was coming down to Cork. And for most people, it's like, oh, I have to be down in Cork in the morning. I'll hop in the car. I'll get there at whatever time. For myself, I had to plan out the journey. I had to decide, is it better to drive or is it better to get the train? Well, if I get the train, I can stretch. Someone else is doing the driving. I can, relax so that when I get there, I'm physically able to, you know, meet people and, you know, have some energy to do that. And then how am I going to get home? And what can I eat on the way and make sure that I'm not reaching for only cake at the coffee morning, that there's something with substance too. So that planning is so important. You're breaking down every day as to where can I rest in between? How am I going to get there? But how am I going to get home as well? And will I have enough energy to get through whatever it is, be it a doctor appointment or those big life events like weddings or christenings and things like that? It can be really difficult, and that really impacts on, especially say like myself, myself as an example, where I was a yes person. You know, anyone asks for help or, you know, there's a family function, is yeah, I'd love to go to that. Where now I really have to consider everything, and you're at home and you can see the photos on social media and people are out there living life, and it can be really isolating, and of course that impacts on your mental health and your self-esteem as well.
Yeah, and people, they don't know how to react. But when we talk about planning, in my own medical team, I was bringing my mum to Dublin to see the Pope a couple of weeks back, and they were talking to me about planning ahead, conserving your energy, conserving, you know, whatever you need to conserve, and like that we went on the train. But I can tell you, I was wiped out for 3 days afterwards because you're not having the time to rest up and to just be in your own space, you know, that you can shut everything else out and just focus on you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have those days where you're having a low pain day or you have a bit more energy than usual and you go, oh, fantastic, that pile of dishes, that load of ironing, whatever, you know, the hedge needs trimming, whatever it is that needs to be done, and we have a good day and we try to squeeze absolutely everything in, and then you're flat out with high pain and low energy for days, maybe even weeks afterwards. So it's really about that pacing, understanding what can I do before my pain levels get higher, before the fatigue is intolerable, and finding that baseline and then trying to increase it bit by bit. I mean, I'm talking so gradually. For me, it started, you know, even just swing out your legs out of bed, touch the mat and then swing back into bed and then try it again and go from there to planning and having the shower and putting the new pyjamas on, to then maybe, you know, getting full clothes on, day clothes, and staying on the couch but not having a sleep during the day. So it's really, really small incremental changes, but they accumulate to now being able to manage much bigger things and travel and meet other people in pain and trying to support them.
And I suppose, Deirdre, that's the idea of having Pain Awareness Month. is for people out there who feel that they have no one that they can turn to or nobody they can talk to, maybe they don't want to trouble family, that Chronic Pain Ireland have drawn awareness all this month that, you know, there is somebody out there that they can talk to. I know there's a support line with Chronic Pain Ireland, but you've been going around the country. You had a coffee morning in Cork yesterday. I suppose it's not just to draw awareness, but to, you know, invite people to get involved and share their stories. And, you know, there's strength in numbers. And when you share a problem, it's a problem halved.
Because it can be so invisible. In that, if I'm not having a good day, people tend not to see me. So you might be at the wedding and everyone's telling you, you know, it's great to see you and you're doing well. But nobody sees you in the days afterwards where you're on the max of your pain meds or, you know, you really aren't doing much more than flat out on the couch. So like with myself, as insane as I'm going around, we have a talk in Cork Library coming up. And I'll be back to planning mode again and making sure I have enough energy for that and how we'll get there and everything that way. But because it is invisible and because we can't always say we're going to turn up when we need to, and that is another thing that's difficult to manage, that the support line, we have a private Facebook group also. It's a forum where people can throw out ideas about treatments. Maybe they're going to try something new and they'd like to hear from other people maybe that have tried it. That's accessible to our members. And then, you know, we get so many emails, especially around the Versatis issue with the lidocaine patches as well. I'm sure some of your listeners will have been affected by that also. And we try to support people and how they can do their appeal and things like that too. So social media is a great way to get in touch with us and just see what we're up to. There's the website, but the phone line and email, we can really give one-on-one support.
Well, Deirdre, we won't get involved and go down the whole route of the Versatis debacle because we could be here forever and a day. I suppose today is about more positivity. As you mentioned, you are coming down to talk to the UCC occupational therapy students on the 27th, followed by a public awareness talk in the Mayfield Library in Cork. But for people who are listening in and they want to find out more information, the website address is chronicpain.ie, but the support line is 01-804-7567. That's 01, Dublin number, 804-7567. There'll be somebody there that will be able to listen and guide and they will understand.
Yes.
Well, Deirdre, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'd love to be able to talk to you a bit more. We will have you on again in sometime in the near future. But look, keep well, keep fighting, keep doing what you're doing. And you're really a beacon of hope to a lot of people out there.
Thanks so much and thanks for your time.
Been a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon, Deirdre. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Take care. And there we had Deirdre Ryan of Chronic Pain Ireland. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are listening right now and they do suffer from chronic pain. So get in touch. Chronicpain.ie is the website address or the support line is 01-804-7567.